Watch, Furries Join Anti-Trump No Kings Protest in D.C. by Amy Furr on October 18, 2025. Leftist Democrats at the No Kings Protest in Washington, D.C. on Saturday wore inflatable costumes to show their opposition to President Donald Trump. When the first round of the No Kings protests happened, leftists avoided the nation's capital. However, Saturday saw many of them show up on the National Mall in brightly colored costumes. One woman told the crowd, "If you are willing to be an inflatable dinosaur, we need you." Who wants to be an inflatable dinosaur? Photos taken by Breitbart News showed protesters in costumes ranging from dinosaurs, bald eagles, frogs, peacocks, and lobsters. In a video posted online Friday, a man is seen wearing a dress with the No Kings symbol and a picture of Tylenol on his chest. He is also wearing black and white animal ears that resemble the furry subculture wherein people dress as anthropomorphic animal characters. A woman standing near the man held a sign that read, "I'm a paid Antifa terrorist disguised as a grandma." Breitbart News live video footage showed a person dressed as a Trump baby holding a sign that read "Fascism wears diapers now," while others held a banner that said, "Love to everyone, we are stronger together." During a press conference on Friday, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said leftists will be engaging in the Hate America rally over the weekend in reference to the No Kings protests, according to Breitbart News. He said Americans could expect to see the Marxists, the socialists, the Antifa advocates, the anarchists, and the pro-Hamas wing of the far-left Democrat Party, who he collectively described as the modern Democratic Party. That's where they've gone, and the Hate America rally is a common theme among all those groups. Listen to the language they use themselves. Many of them don't like living in America. They hate capitalism. They hate our free enterprise system. They hate our principles. They hate the ideas that we come into work every day to fight for, to preserve the greatest nation in the history of the world, he added.